Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 200 of the year of the Bible. Day 200. How do you like that? Looking at Isaiah 15 through 19, and 15 through 19 are prophecies against other nations. So, like I mentioned yesterday, the point being that Judah is not doing well, and so the Lord's going to let it be destroyed by other nations, but that doesn't mean that the other nations are okay. Also, right, God talks about a global judgment against the world because of their iniquity. And so that's what I was going to say. That's what I intended to just say about that, that no big deal. But I mean, you know, everybody gets their due. They talk about God talks about this sort of global. What is it? It's sort of a global justice, you know, in the world as it should be. There will be justice. And so that's what God is going to do. And that's where I was going to leave it. So that'll be a nice little short one. Until I got to the stuff about Egypt. And the reason, okay, so Egypt is chapter 19. And so let's think about Egypt. Who's Egypt? Egypt is the place where the Israelites had come from, right? The escape from Egypt was the sort of the kernel of all Israelite identity. I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Okay. So prophecy against Egypt. So you might think, yeah, man, like, yeah, look, if Moab's going to do badly and Syria's going to do badly and Ethiopia is going to do badly, Egypt's gonna go do badly too, and they do, right? And they do in chapter 19. A prophecy against Egypt. See, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. The hearts of the Egyptians melt with fear. The Lord rides on a swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. Sounds a lot like the angel of death, right, coming on Passover night to come, you know, wreak vengeance on Egypt. The chapter 19 talks about the waters of the Nile drying up, the riverbeds being dry, the canals stinking, the streams dwindling and drying up. All of these things that resonate with the plagues, right? The 10 plagues that Moses and Aaron had been involved with against Pharaoh as part of that. So you say, oh, okay, yeah, that's good. And down in 19, starting in verse 16, there's a couple in that days, which we've seen before, sentences that begin with in that day, blah, 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 in that day, blah, blah, blah. And that's what we get in verse 16. In that day, the Egyptians will become weaklings. Literally there, it says, in that day, the Egyptians will become like women, meaning their soldiers aren't going to be able to, they're going to shudder they're going to shudder with fear. The land of Judah will bring terror to the Egyptians. Yeah, man. Yeah. Verse 18, in that day, the five cities in Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord Almighty. Yeah, we're going to show them what's up. In that day, right, because the Israelites are coming to town now, right? In that day, there'll be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt. Okay, yeah, they're going to, you know, the Israelites are going to be able to go. Okay, 20b, when they cry out, when the Egyptians cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender, and he will rescue them. The Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and they will acknowledge the Lord. They will worship and with sacrifices and offerings. Verse 22, the Lord will strike Egypt with a plague. Yeah, he will strike them and heal them. They will turn to the Lord, and he will respond to their pleas and heal them. So the judgment comes against Egypt, right? As it should. And then they're pushed so far to the edge that they end up, you know, having worship of Yahweh in Egypt. And by the way, we know that is something that happened. And then because they are worshiping Yahweh, because they are calling out to Yahweh, the Lord will heal them. He will strike. He will reach out and heal them. Now, be ready here, because in verse 24, in that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, to be a blessing. Remember, God had told Abraham, I'm going to bless you, Israel, and through you all the nations of the world will be blessed, or through the nations all the world will be. And here he's saying, yes, through you, Israel, and through Egypt and Assyria. What? Egypt and Assyria? Those are those are the enemies. What are you talking about? That's absolute madness. It gets worse, or crazier, if you will. Verse 25, the Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, blessed be, put on your seatbelts, blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. Blessed be Egypt, my people. What? This is absolutely staggering. Absolutely staggering. Blessed be Egypt, my people. I mean, look, so the Egyptian captivity lasted for hundreds of years, right? Let's say like 400 years. The Moses said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, no, right? Plagues, all that kind of stuff. The escape from Egypt is the primitive memory of the Israelite people. It is how Israel, we talk about, it's where Israelite history really starts. We talk about like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as kind of prehistory, right? Or sort of like the patriarchal period. It's kind of like lost in the mist of history a bit. Moses, Exodus, that's where it happened. When they're about to go through the Red Sea, and all the sea hasn't parted yet, and they're saying, and the Israelites saying, I don't know, what are we going to do? The Egyptians are coming. Lord says, you don't worry about them, because the Egyptians that you will see today, you will never see again. You will never see again. And sure enough, you know, all the Egyptian army got drowned in the Red Sea. Sure enough, Egypt doesn't really, it's not a main character in the rest of the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament. Like, Egypt's just not a main character. There's sort of stuff like this, sure, but I mean, here it's Egypt is just stuff like this, meaning like there's judgments against the nations and Egypt is one of them, but so is all these other people, right? I mean, it's not special in any way until you get to this craziness. The Lord will bless them, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people. Egypt, my people. There is a wideness in God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea. I mean, this has got to be a high point in Old Testament theology. The enemies, the ones who were the enemy, I mean, the archetypal enemies of Israel are named as fellow members of the covenant. Egypt, my people. That's what you want to be. I mean, like, that's the goal of everything. The goal of everything is for God to call you my people. Now, we make such a big deal about baptism, right? Baptism, the Lord sees you and said, aha, that's one of my people. That's what you want. You want the Lord to look at you and say, that is one of my people. You want the Lord to look at the church and say, aha, those are my people, right? That's why we have baptism. That's why we have Eucharist. We participate in this communal meal so the Lord can look and say, aha, yeah, there's my people. And here, Egypt is being called my people. Friends, I'm just telling you, this is a big deal, okay? Blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork. Assyria is already knocked off the northern kingdom at this point, and Israel, my inheritance. Really just a stunning phrase, like a stunning thing to have the Lord say and to have their you know, captured in Isaiah. So, man, and it's just one of those things where you go, if the Lord can bring in Egypt because they call out to the Lord, right? It doesn't say that, you know, they don't call out to the Lord because they rationally deduce. They call out to the Lord because they figure they got nowhere else to go, right? Sun Ra or, you know, whatever their gods are, aren't doing it for them. And so they go to Yahweh, and Yahweh heals them. I mean, it's just extraordinary. It's just extraordinary. There's a wideness in God's mercy, more than we can even conceive. All right. Let us pray on day 200. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. See you tomorrow on day 201.